The church remembered Paul and his teachings, and he kept them. Verse 3, but I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ. Now, Paul is setting a foundation for his teaching for the rest of the chapter. He's laying a foundation here that, remember, there's some authority. God set up authority figures in Scripture before you get your, well, I was going to say something, I won't say it that way, before you get all upset, okay? Paul's laying the foundation here. I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. We'll get to that in just a minute. God has established principles of order, authority, and accountability. Christ is the head. The authority, the headship of every man and of the church, Ephesians 5:23. Time's getting away. I won't be able to remember it in Ephesians 5:23. He's the head of the church. Matter of fact, he loved the church and gave his life for it. We know that in Ephesians chapter number 5. The head of the woman is man. Ephesians 5:22 through 24. Again, I did not write this. Matter of fact, let me read this, okay? I don't want to code it or quote it. Let me read it. Ephesians chapter number 5. Let me begin in verse number 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands. And here's that qualifier. I want you to, as unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife. Even as Christ, there it is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Okay, let's go back. Back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. The head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Now, isn't that interesting? Well, I thought they were equal. They are equal. But he's talking about that authority, that headship. Matter of fact, I wish I had, and I told Dale I'm going to get through 16 verses and then we're going to do it here. And I have a lot of verses to read, but let me just give you the thought. It's essential that it's talking about being under authority does not mean inferiority. Important thought here. Just because you're under the authority of someone doesn't mean you're inferior or that they're superior. It's a matter of order and headship and leadership. Jesus was totally under the authority of God the Father, yet he is totally equal. Equally God, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 8:58. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. John 10:30. I and my Father are one. I got so many scriptures that Jesus and God are one. But Jesus placed himself under the leadership. Matter of fact, we read this later, not my will, but thy will be done. So much we could go on, but you get the picture of the thought there about the principle that Paul is laying out about this thing about the women and the head covering. He's laying out a foundation. All right, now, verse number 4. Every man that praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. Let me read verse number 5. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonors her head, for that even all one as if that she were shaven. Now, this passage is difficult for us, and I put in my notes, as Westerners, Americans, to understand, because this was written from the Eastern mentality. When I'm talking about that, from the Jewish mentality, from the Eastern side, even today, for the most part, many women have their head covered, not just in their, whether it's the mosques, the Muslims, the Jewish people, or whatever it is, most of them on that side of the world cover their head. I have a list here. I even looked this up in Wikipedia, and Wikipedia must be right, you know, about head coverings. And they listed countries. To this day, many women in the East wear veils, head coverings. It's commonplace and accepted back then as it is today. The Indians, when we talk about India, there in India, you've seen pictures. We had the people, Nathaniel and his wife and the women there in the church there, at the church there in India with Nathaniel, have their head covering, you know, the veils and all. That's their custom. The Orthodox Jewish people there in Israel, the Muslims, you see pictures of the ladies, not just with their head covers, but even the real fundamental, they have just their eyes. You remember seeing that? Okay. The Africans, the Asians, Europeans, and others. And it's a sign in their culture, and it was back then and when Paul was writing this. So you get the idea, this is not talking to... it's a sign of submission and protection, and it was a sign of modesty. With that setting in background, and because of this order of authority, it was inappropriate for men to pray under a head covering because it was a sign of submission. And it was inappropriate for a woman to pray without a head covering. And when we're talking about a head covering, you've watched the... If you hadn't gone to Israel with Danny, one day we'll all get to go again. You go and you see the women with the... Or you watch it on TV, the head coverings, okay? When Paul was writing this, it was a lot of controversy back then. There's Jewish people, there's Greek people, and they're getting saved. They're in this church, and they're fighting back and forth, okay? They should have their head covered. We don't have to, back and forth. And that's the thought. All right, let's go a little bit farther. The idea of a head covering was important in ancient cultures, and it still is today. To wear a head covering or a veil was a public symbol of being under authority and protection of another. The woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, which is her husband. When it talks about her head, remember the head of the woman is her husband. It ain't talking about her head that her brain is in, okay? It's talking about that authority that's over her. If she prays with her head uncovered, it dishonors him. And it was a public symbol of being, of dishonoring him. Let me read what I wrote. The woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, which is her husband. She would be professing publicly as not being under the authority of her husband. Women's lib is not a new thing. You can laugh at that, okay? It's been going on for centuries, okay? This thing about authority and all. No, husband, don't get the idea. Now you can go home and I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave it alone. Let's go. That's a lesson for another day. We're just talking about this. Okay. And it says in verse number 6, if she, in the last part of that 6, if she uncovers her head, it's just like she's one who was shaven. What did that mean? Well, back then, prostitutes and others, ladies who would shave their head, it was a sign of, hey, I'm available. That kind of thing. I ain't going to say no more, but that's what it was. And it also meant that she was, a lot of slaves would have to shave their head. So it was a sign of, what's the word am I looking for, Danny? Dishonor, yeah. But it's a, yeah, yeah. A what? Yeah, okay, well, you got the picture. Verse number 7. For men... Indeed, ought not to cover his head, for as much he's the image and glory of God. And let's get this. Man reflects the image and the glory of God, which is his creator. Matter of fact, we see that in Genesis 1, 26 and 27. I will make man in my image. And that's what Paul is saying here about men covering their head. Again, this is back when Paul is talking in the culture of that day, in the society of that day. I will say this. It was really neat last week. Was it last week we had CMA guys here, the Christian Motorcycle? Wasn't it last Sunday they were here? I don't know if you noticed. I did because I'm standing up here looking out. They had caps on. It was really neat just to watch this from the pulpit side, that when we stood up and when we prayed, you know what they did? They took their cap off. It was interesting that it was just a sign of respect. And honor, and again, I don't know, it's pretty cool. Anyway, to see that picture here last Sunday with them guys that from a different group, so to speak, that they took their hat off when, little cap off when we were praying. Well, that's what he's saying here.